Full Works pre-game interview.
Her Royal Highness has joined us in the box. It's great to have the president of the Queenscliff Football and Netball Club, Ali Waite, join us for Pool Works. Got a dirty pool or spa called Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. AJ has got Ali sitting right next to him. He's going to fire away with the first couple.
Ali, we have to start with this question because it was the biggest talking point in local footy in the off-season was that video and getting this football club attention out there and about memberships. How did you find a bit of a spark in the off-season from that?
We sure did. Obviously, we got some memberships from that, and that came from all over the place, really. We had someone from Scotland buy membership. We actually had a lot from Perth, so I don't know what was going on over there. But I think more than that, it just showed where our club's at and just the connection that we have with each other, the culture that we've built down here, and just, you know, a bit of fun and excitement leading into season 2026.
And it seems like that fun and excitement's carried over. The vibe around this footy club today, just talking to a couple of the spectators beforehand, everyone's in a really good mood. The product on the field is also fantastic to start the year too.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great when you're doing well on the field and the court, but certainly off field and court, we are flying. You know, financially, we're doing really well. Our Thursday night dinners, to serve 330, 350 meals on a Thursday, like, honestly, we just do it like clockwork. We're all out of there by 8:30. It's done and dusted. So it's a pretty well-oiled machine right now.
Ali, thanks for joining us. It's interesting. I reckon you're the only club in Australia where the mayor of the local council is your chef.
That's right.
That's amazing, isn't it? Well, that's the community spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The mayor is the chef. Deputy mayor is the barman. It's all happening down here.
This is great. That's great. No, it's good. And look, it hasn't happened by chance, though. It's been a lot of hard work to get the club to where they're sitting right now. And there's a cast of many that do that. I mean, I've heard from many that if you stand still, Ali will get you to do a job.
Well, you know what? I'm as you know, do the socials as well. And I just went around. We're doing socials tomorrow for our Mother's Day. And I have been asking the players to describe their mum in one word. And I just asked my son, and he said, busy. Not kind.
Well, I think we spoke.
Busy.
We spoke to your husband before too, and I think he said the same thing. Said,
oh, did you?
Yes, he just came over and said hello.
I did not know that.
Yes, he just came over and said hello to King, and I think he said the same thing. Because I think King's relationship with his wife is very much like yours, and your husband is a bit of a ships in the night, especially in footy season.
Yeah, probably.
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've got three boys, so geez, we have some conversations around the table. We're all kind of really involved in the Cougars.
You mentioned that you're going around doing the social stuff. You're getting sledged by your own players doing that in the process, I heard earlier as well.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
You're talking about Sauce?
Yes,
I did. I it was a late night last night with the thirds playing, and then we were back here at 7 a.m. this morning, and I just said to Sauce, who's on our committee, geez, mate, I'm feeling a bit tired today. Like, I think I need another coffee or something, and really low energy. And he said, I think we could all probably do a low energy alley for a few weeks, do you reckon?
That's what makes it a great club, though. That's the amount of people that are involved, but also the fact that I just get a feeling that it's been a while since the club's won a premiership. It got a little bit of a sense like it was when the boys had some success under Jammo a decade ago.
We don't want to say that, but yeah, certainly like the vibe is very high down here. And in terms of volunteers, I don't know a club that has as many volunteers as us. Like we've always got like a volunteer waiting list. Like, we have a WhatsApp who are people that don't have a role but really do want
a
role.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
We shoot out a message and say, right, can anyone work in the bar? I'll do it. So it's really great.
Imagine how many football clubs out there would be looking for something like that.
When you build something that people want to be a part of, it's kind of easy to get them to jump on board. So
I was just going to say, in terms of the vibe in your time here, has it always been like this, or do you feel like there has been a bit of a shift in the last 18, 20, 24 months for whatever reason?
Look, I think for me, I mean, it's hard to say because I came in after those COVID years, I suppose. Like, this is my fourth year now.
Yeah.
But I think for me, one of my real key things that I wanted to Drive was that connection and inclusive kind of club, and for everyone that walks in the door to feel a part of it and to feel like they belong, whether they've lived here all of their life or generations or they've moved here last week. So I think that's been a key focus of mine, and I think that's what is behind the success of the club right now.
And do you think that people would want to be involved as much as they are without that social media influence? That I think you're the standard bearer across the region with the work you're doing. Do you think that people would still be involved in the level they are?
Oh, look, social media is brilliant for telling the story and telling the story of our club. I mean, we are on the very tip of the peninsula. We're far away from everybody. As you know, we go through dozens of clubs to get to our club. But the reach now is huge. Like, we had a new recruit from Mildura this year, and when Jamo was talking to him, he already knew about us. He follows us on social media already. And this was before the Truly Madly Deeply song. So it's great for people to kind of get a feel of what we are. And we try and be really authentic in our socials. Like, it's all off the cuff. There's no editing, or we'll release that next week. It's like filmed and done. So I think the social media has been huge for us.
From an infrastructure perspective, obviously the place has changed an awful lot over the years in terms of the sporting complex that's here, the ground itself, the netball courts. Like, it's just it's a real precinct now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a real precinct. And I think the key to that, Jace, is, obviously we were given some, government funding for that, but it really didn't, it wasn't enough.
No.
So a lot of local people came on board. They gave their time, they gave their talent and experience, materials, all of that. So I think the key for us is that so many locals were involved in the build, and they're really proud of it. Like, you will see people not knock the walls because Mono painted them, and Mono won't be happy with it.
And they know Mono. Yeah, that's right.
They actually know everybody that put in for it. Yeah. Watch the carpet because, like, all of that sort of stuff. So I think people take a real pride in it. But, gosh, it's the best view that you can get in the whole of the Victorian coastline, really.
It's pretty good.
I can't think of anything better. I mean, Fairhaven maybe, Wye River maybe, but not close to the water as we are.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing I was going to say was, in terms of the unauthorised thirds competition, it sort of started down here. Obviously, Jamo was the standard bearer for that sort of process.
So Jamo, obviously, he has seen it work in Melbourne and also up in Queensland, and he said it would be a good idea. But he knows that he only has to mention, hey, this song would be good, or hey, this thirds would be good, and the next minute we've got a meeting in an AFL bar, and it can't happen this year, under the AFL Bowen banner, but we're doing this initiatives, this trial. We've just got, I think we've got 8 or 9 teams involved now, and it is flying. Like, we actually said the other day, we've got boys missing out in the thirds.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have a fourth. There's a bit
two
of...
two teams in the thirds competition.
Well, there's you didn't come to training, so you can't make the third. It's like trying to get them into it. But the vibe is amazing. We've had a home game last night under lights, had a home game last week under lights. Honestly, the bar's off its head. We sold out of the Pies before the game started last night. We just didn't imagine that many people would get behind it. All the senior boys, the reserves boys, are up in the stands. They bring music. Yeah. Like, it's huge.
It's great.
But I think all the other clubs are feeling it too. And it's played in really good spirit, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. And, the clubs that are doing it are really connected. It's just a great thing to be part of, and I think it's really got legs for next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, as Jamo would have said to you, in the VAFA, in the amateur football, the club teams, oh, my God, that's the heartbeat of that competition, really.
I mean, when you look at just our region, there's 160, 180 players that are playing now that would not have played. And what would they be doing right now?
Correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, it's been great.
The what's next for the club? What little scenario have you got? What have you got? What's on board?
Well, next month we've got our long lunch, the Queensland Football Netball Club long lunch, which is a huge day on the calendar. So we've got big BT is going to be...
BT? Is he going to be roaming Brian in the
room? Probably,
yes.
Roaming in the room. So he's emceeing. We've got Nathan Buckley there, Isaac Smith, and... and also we've got a great comedian coming down too. So it's going to be another big day.
Nice.
Yep.
Is that a Friday job, is it?
No, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday
of the King's birthday weekend.
Right.
So you get Monday off. Do you want to come?
Well, I'd love to, but unfortunately, my wife's wedding anniversary then.
Oh,
so
Lee will not be happy with you if you end up coming down here.
No, we're going away. I've been
You've
told. We're going away. There's a game of footy on
Sunday. I might text her and see if she wants to come. And,
okay. Anyway, I'll leave you do that, Ellie, because I don't get stuck into that sort of stuff. Well done on what's happening, and congratulations on that. Good luck for the rest of the season. It's going to be a good game today.
It'll be a great game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also,
you've been going really well. So
I forgot to say, the merchandise stand here is amazing. It's inside, and this is great radio. But Ellie's got her son Max plays.
Yeah.
Has got his pin on. I love it.
Yeah, we got badges.
That's great.
Yeah, it's got all the player badges. So we've got netball and football. And and this year with our Auskick and our netballers, we've actually done a little welcome pack, and they get the badges in there.
It's awesome.
There is a Prez badge.
Well. So when
the girls made them up, they did a Jammo badge and they did a Prez badge. And I was like, oh, please make mine free so that it at least sells.
We might get a Jammo badge for Kingy because he'd love that.
Surely that becomes a bit of a competition within the players saying, I've seen more of mine around the place than you guys have.
I don't know. I got a fine from the players the other week.
Does Matt Golightly have his headband on in his?
We've actually put the headbands in the Auskick bags.
Of course, yeah.
Just to represent Matty Goat, because Matty Goat is our Auskick coordinator.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yep.
He's become a star in his own making.
He has become a huge star with that song, hasn't he? He's got quite a few nicknames now.
Yep. Congratulations. Well done. Good luck for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. Thanks.
Let's go Cooters, hey? Yeah.
Poolworks pre-game interview.